Welcome to Winning Every Day. Winning Every Day devotional is written by Isaac Mell. If you are blessed by this podcast, kindly share with your friends and loved ones at the end of the podcast. Thank you and may the Lord bless you.
Fire in my veins, road to redemption, song of salvation, my anchor in oceans that toss me away.
Thank you for joining us today on Winning Every Day. In today's message on spiritual warfare and the armor of God, we shall explore the importance of equipping ourselves with the full armor of God, as described in Ephesians chapter 6 verses 10 to 17. This passage teaches us how to defend ourselves against the attacks of the enemy, and how to be effective witnesses for the gospel of peace. Take a seat and learn how you can stand firm in the face of spiritual warfare as we delve into this powerful message titled, Spiritual Warfare. Our Bible text is from Ephesians chapter 6 verses 10 to 18.
Ephesians chapter 6 verse 10 to 18. Finally, be strong in the Lord and in his mighty power. Put on the full armor of God, so that you can take your stand against the devil's schemes. For our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the authorities, against the powers of this dark world and against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly realms. Therefore put on the full armor of God, so that when the day of evil comes, you may be able to stand your ground, and after you have done everything, to stand. Stand firm then, with the belt of truth buckled around your waist, with the breastplate of righteousness in place, and with your feet fitted with the readiness that comes from the gospel of peace. In addition to all this, take up the shield of faith, with which you can extinguish all the flaming arrows of the evil one. Take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. Verse 18, and pray in the Spirit on all occasions with all kinds of prayers and requests. With this in mind, be alert and always keep on praying for all the Lord's people.
Today we are discussing spiritual warfare and how to fight against the enemy's attacks in our daily lives. Have you ever fought a spiritual battle? What was your experience like? As believers, we belong to the kingdom of light and as a result, we are constantly fighting battles against the kingdom of darkness. Apostle Paul, while writing to the church at Ephesus, talked about these battles and gave a list of the armor we require to fight it as believers. Let's go back to our Bible text to find out what Paul told the Ephesians about this from Ephesians chapter 6 verses 10 to 18, which says, "Finally, be strong in the Lord and his mighty power. Put on the full armor of God, so that you can take your stand against the devil's schemes. For our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the authorities, against the powers of this dark world and the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly realms. Therefore put on the full armor of God, so that when the day of evil comes, you may be able to stand your ground, and after you have done everything, stand. Stand firm then, with the belt of truth buckled around your waist, with the breastplate of righteousness in place, and with your feet fitted with the readiness that comes from the gospel of peace. In addition to all this, take up the shield of faith, with which you can extinguish all the flaming arrows of the evil one. Take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. And pray in the Spirit on all occasions with all kinds of prayers and requests. With this in mind, be alert and always keep on praying for all the Lord's people." We see here that the Apostle Paul urges us to put on the full armor of God, to be strong in the Lord, and to stand firm against the devil's schemes. He mentions that our struggle is not against flesh and blood but against spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly realms. It is a spiritual battle, and we need to be equipped with the right tools to fight it. Let's take a closer look at each piece of armor mentioned in this passage. 1. Belt of truth. The truth is crucial in our fight against the enemy's lies and deceptions. We must stand firm in the truth of God's word and let it guide our thoughts and actions. John chapter 8 verses 31 to 32 says, Then said Jesus to those Jews which believed on him, If ye continue in my word, then are ye my disciples indeed. And ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. As believers in Christ Jesus, the word of God gives us the truth to fight the enemy. By reading words, you gain knowledge of the truth, and that will give you victory and freedom over the forces of darkness. 2. Breastplate of righteousness. This represents the righteousness that we have in Jesus Christ, which protects our hearts from the enemy's attack. 2 Corinthians 5:21 says, God made him who had no sin to be sin for us so that in him we might become the righteousness of God. We are made righteous in Christ. Our hearts have been sealed by the Holy Spirit from the entrance of evil thoughts that can lead us to sin to protect our life from the devil's attack through these loopholes. 3. Feet fitted with the readiness that comes from the gospel of peace. We must be ready to spread the gospel of peace to those around us and to stand firm in our faith, no matter what comes our way. Romans chapter 10 verse 15 says, And how can they preach unless they are sent? As it is written, How beautiful are the feet of those who bring good news. Even though the thought of shoes serving as an integral element of your armor may sound strange, consider how painful and uncomfortable walking on uneven terrain would be if you went into battle without the correct footwear. Your ability to battle successfully would be hampered by this. What ties the message of peace and shoes together then? The term, gospel, refers to the good news that Jesus died for our sins and rose again to bring us peace. It is our duty as Christ's disciples to share this message. We can successfully carry out this calling by having our feet equipped with the preparedness that comes from the gospel of peace. 4. Shield of faith. This represents our faith in God and His promises, which will protect us from the enemy's attacks and lies. Hebrews chapter 11 verse 1 emphasized, Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. In the same way that a shield would protect us in war, our faith may keep us safe during difficulties. For instance, when doubt appears and our ideas are contested, our faith in Christ will keep us safe. God's promises for our lives are certain, and we may stand firm in what we believe. Additionally, when we are afraid or anxious, our faith can shield us. 5. Helmet of salvation. This represents the hope that we have in our salvation through Jesus Christ. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 verse 8 further talks about this. It says, But let us who are of the day be sober, putting on the breastplate of faith and love, and as a helmet the hope of salvation. As we fight in the light, part of our armor comes from the assurance of salvation which shields our lives from destruction by sins. 6. Sword of the Spirit. This is the word of God, which is our weapon in spiritual warfare. We must use the word of God to resist the enemy's temptations and attacks. For the word of God is alive and active. Sharper than any double-edged sword, it penetrates even to dividing soul and spirit, joints and marrow. It judges the thoughts and attitudes of the heart. Hebrews chapter 4 verse 12. The word of God is a sword for us to conquer the enemy. Jesus himself used the word when the devil came to tempt him. Each time, Jesus fought him with the word of God saying, It is written, we must also make use of the word as our sword today. 7. Praying in the Spirit. Finally, we must always be in prayer, asking for the help of the Holy Spirit to guide us in our battles and to give us strength. Ephesians chapter 6 verse 18 says, And pray in the Spirit on all occasions with all kinds of prayers and requests. With this in mind, be alert and always keep on praying for all the Lord's people. We keep watch against the enemies with our prayers. That's why you must always pray as a believer. In conclusion, spiritual warfare is real, and we must be prepared to fight against the enemy's attacks. The full armor of God is essential in our fight, and we must put it on every day. Let's take a moment for personal reflection on fighting spiritual warfare with the armor of God. How have you been equipping yourself with the full armor of God in your daily life? In what ways have you put on the belt of truth, the breastplate of righteousness, the shoes of the gospel of peace, the shield of faith, the helmet of salvation, and the sword of the Spirit? Are there any areas in which you need to improve to better protect yourself against spiritual attacks? Take some time to thoughtfully consider these questions and ask the Lord for wisdom and guidance as you continue your journey of putting on the full armor of God and fighting spiritual warfare. Let's pray. Dear Lord, we come to you today with grateful hearts, acknowledging your love and sacrifice for us through the gospel of peace. Thank you for equipping us with the full armor of God, and giving us the tools we need to fight against spiritual warfare. We ask for your guidance and strength as we put on the belt of truth, the breastplate of righteousness, the shoes of the gospel of peace, the shield of faith, the helmet of salvation, and the sword of the Spirit. Help us to always be ready and prepared to stand firm in the face of any spiritual attack. We pray for the courage to share the good news of the gospel with those around us, and for the grace to live out our faith in a way that brings honor and glory to your name. Bless us this day and grant us victory in every area of our lives in Jesus' mighty name we pray, Amen.
Bible in a Year. The Bible reading for today is from Exodus chapter 37 and chapter 38. And for the evening, Matthew chapter 23 verse 23 to 39. Thank you for being part of today's episode of Winning Every Day. Have a pleasant day and may the Lord bless.
For more information about salvation, faith and other biblical topics, write to info@isaacmel.com. You can also call us for prayer requests and to share your testimonies on +234 706 688 5715. Winning Every Day is a daily devotional podcast by Isaac Mel Ministries. You can also listen to us on iHeartRadio, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and on Spreaker. Till next podcast, go and win with Jesus.